Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So we asked a while ago on Facebook if anybody had topic ideas, and one of them was, can you actually make a diamond out of peanut butter?
Is that, like, that was a thing? Is this a thing on the internet that...
Well,
does it have to be crunchy? Can it really happen? I go ahead and talk because I have questions.
I know you do. So this led to me watching this video on YouTube where supposedly if you take and microwave a charcoal briquette, like, you know, what you used to barbecue, then sink it into a jar of creamy peanut butter, and then you pull the glob out and you put it in a bowl of ice and then rinse it, and voila, crystal diamond.
I'm going to mark this as improbable, but I look forward to hearing some science.
Yeah, you would be right on that. And so I saw quite a few of those. But so here's the question. Is it possible to make a diamond out of random organic material? And it turns out you just need a German scientist, high pressure, carbon dioxide, and yes, in this case, peanut butter.
I really want to have a German scientist. I love the accent. It's my favorite part of this so far.
Yeah. So what do you think? Jif or Adams? Is it all natural? Is it with palm oil?
I'm going to say you want something with a high sugar content for crystallization.
Higher
burn temp is my theory. But then the raw peanut butter is oily. I don't know.
Let's dive into the science. So... Mm-hmm. Dr. Dan Frost, a geologist, he studies the Earth's crust, specifically the high-pressure world of the lower mantle. That's 410 to 1,600-ish miles beneath the surface.
Okay.
And what his lab has been doing is they squeeze tiny samples of carbon crystals under high pressure, 1.3 million times higher than the air we breathe, while also cooking them in a furnace to an excess of 4,000 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. So super heavy, super hot. And that mimics, he says, the conditions in the lower mantle.
I'm not in a position to contradict that. So
as we all say, oh, really? That's fascinating. Tell me more. So he's doing these experiments to attempt to discover minerals that might be down there. You know, what if we take this kind of crystal and we squish it really hard? What does it make? Mm-hmm. So a German TV station asked him if he could use this process to make a diamond out of carbon-rich peanut butter. And I love the fact that he didn't just blow it off. He said, yes. I don't know. So they tried it. Mm-hmm. And they took a teeny tiny amount of peanut butter and they put it through this high pressure and the high temperature. And it did make a teeny tiny diamond that was destroyed by the hydrogen it created from the pressure.
Bummer.
So it's one of these things where yes, but probably for a tenth of a second. And then it was gone.
Now, yeah. Could it form... lesser order crystal structures, which are not quite as structurally sound and beautiful as a diamond?
Probably because it's carbon. I mean, really, all you need is carbon. Like synthetic diamonds have been around since 1953. And we have chemical processes that grow a diamond, kind of like 3D printing. And then there's also the high pressure, high heat version. And you can also, I love this, you can detonate carbon-containing explosives in a metal chamber, and then they put the debris in water, and that makes teeny tiny diamonds that we use for scientific instruments.
Oh, and like table saws and things with a diamond?
Yeah, when you need the diamond blade, that's those kind of diamonds.
I bet there was a lot of opportunities on the Mythbusters show where they, had they but known at the end of one of their experiments, quick, get the bucket! Grab the shrapnel.
We might have a diamond.
They might have been funding a whole another season with that.
That's true. Yes. Yeah, so it is possible, but not in your microwave. If your mother catches you with a charcoal briquette and peanut butter in the microwave, it's going to take more than a handful of diamonds to save your life.
And your mom is not going to let you buy the $50 college microwave to replace it. You'd have to buy the $300 one you destroyed.
Exactly. Why does this used microwave smell like bad popcorn? I don't want to talk about it. But I have a fun extra fact. Apparently, you can grow a diamond from a person or a pet's ashes.
I'm on board with that. Do that to me.
So all you need, according to this particular company, is 2 tablespoons of ashes, 10 to 12 months, some chemicals, some pressure, and about $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But like monetary value after the fact, my family probably can't sell the Amy diamonds and buy a Ferrari.
Sell the Amy diamonds.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to start an Amway with my family. I feel like I'm going to start a direct marketing campaign. If you sell 7 Amy diamonds, you can get that car you've always dreamed of, or buy the hot tub.
Where do I sign up?
They start looking at me suspiciously all the time. Like, if we gave her just a little bit of arsenic, we'd have the hot tub sooner. So maybe this is not the best idea.
But to our Facebook questioner, it is possible, but not probable. So peanut butter diamonds. There you go.
Those are fun questions. And I really do like that scientist is like, well, let's give it a whirl. Why not give it a try? Also, do you wonder, how is he creating the amount of pressure required and heat in the same scenario? He's a good grant writer, because there's got to be some expensive equipment involved in this.
Probably in a basement somewhere, you know?
There's an endowment involved here. He must be very charming. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.